Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart.
The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord is very prosperous in His love, generous in His love. He blesses us in every way of the areas in life. And through faith, we can receive it. If we can believe Him, we'll be included in what He's doing. People don't gravitate to the love of God. It's because they are leaning towards the hatred of the world. In order to perform worldly acts and worldly deeds and worldly pleasures, you have to have a strong measure of hatred. You have to be willing to do somebody wrong just for your satisfaction. And that's why people have such a problem with love. You would think people wouldn't have a problem with love because they want people to love them, but they want to hold back against loving others. And when people when they love the world, they become the enemy of God. It's making sense now. And some of these things I'm just learning, and it's so elementary. But the reason people don't see it is because it's camouflaged in the world system. You're looking at the goal instead of what it takes to perform it. When a man goes to a bar to pick up women, he's not thinking about the things of God, what it's going to cost him and what it's going to cost her. He's not thinking about her loved ones, her friends, her family. You know, people take time and raise their children so they can have a good life. And some people, they don't think about the dangers of the world. They're not thinking about the choices that they're going to make. They do certain things, and they don't. If it's not important for them, it's not important for their children. And some people don't call sin sin, but it does the same thing against you, and it alters the way you see God, and it changes the way you perceive Him. But the Lord is fishing us out of the world system. When people have that hatred of the world, and I'm calling it that, people don't think about it that way or process it that way. That's why people have a problem with love. I used to wonder, why wouldn't people want the love of God? Until I started preaching what He said, and I saw how unpopular my message is. This is how I taught all along. I just didn't know all the details, and the Lord knew I didn't know it. Instead of making it plain, He just let me run into it. I got a glimpse of what God is going through and what He sees. Some of the pastors He sent me to, I thought they would appreciate the word. It was a simple message, but it was obvious it was of God. Because most of the time He'd give me I'd write the message that He wanted me to relate to the pastor. I'd write that word at home. And I would get to church, and sometimes I had never been to that church a day in my life. Didn't know what He was preaching. But the word was identical to what He was preaching that day. And this happened often, more times than not. So I noticed it. And nobody could deny what had happened. It was obvious. See, sometimes a word that people get, it's as simple as it is, by the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, He knows how people are going to treat it, respond to it, appreciate it or not. So He give you a clue. And with the clue, you got to take charge and hate and lock in on it, or the devil will steal it from you. Sometimes it don't take a devil, it's just old demons to take it from you. Sometimes that don't work. That's not necessary. A negative thought will take it from you. If you have ears to hear, it's because you have that true, sincere love in your heart. The true, sincere love in your heart turns your ears on. And I've noticed sometimes things are not obvious. Some things are beyond your concepts of thinking. But it's of the Holy Ghost, and you have to reach out and grab it. It's a new concept to you. It's an all along concept to God. But He just presented you with it. Just like salvation, at one point in our lives, it was a foreign concept. That God loves you, and He died for you to save you. And He did this 2,000 years ago. That concept is old. It's all along. In fact, it started in the garden. And if you really want to get technical, it was God's idea before the foundations of the earth. But we go out and tell people an ancient concept that's new to them. And then you get saved. Then you find out about the Holy Spirit. He'll live in you and walk with you and guide you in this life. And we desperately need it, whether we know it or not. And you have to break through the concepts of men to receive the concepts of God. And the concepts of God will cost you something because people don't readily receive the concepts of God. Because they're already in a mode of thinking. It's not working, but they don't know it. Now, people don't set out and say, hey, I'm going to hate. They don't set out to hate. That's not their goal. So that's why they exclude it. They set out to have a good time at other people's expense. They're just trying to have fun. But see, the Lord have already proven to us that certain things you don't do is going to kill you. Adultery is wrong. Everybody can agree that adultery is just wrong. It's never going to be right. But you have to disregard a person's marriage or your marriage. You have to disregard the children, all the attached people, the loved ones, friends, the family, the parents, to go out and do wrong anyway. So that takes a measure of hatred. Just like it takes a measure of love to help an old lady cross the street. It takes a measure of love to see somebody in need and do something about it. It takes a measure of hate to disregard a person and walk around them and leave them laying in the street. Like the priest and the temple leader did in Jesus' parable. The Levite, he was a priest. The Pharisee, they just left the man laying there. But the Good Samaritan came and helped him. He had the necessary measure of love, enough to do something and take care of the man and pay for his welfare. Then he went his day's journey and he came back and paid whatever else expenses he had. Now, this is the love of God. But the measure of hatred, it may not seem like hatred, but God is treating it that way. That's why he said, those that are lukewarm, he'll spit them out of his mouth. And then in previous broadcasts, I'm just learning these things, just like you are. When the Lord taught me that the lukewarm people are treacherous. It was when he taught me that a half-hearted person cannot make a whole-hearted choice. If they don't have the measure of love in their heart to make the necessary whole-hearted choice, they're not going to do it. It takes love to do these things. And not just love, it takes resilience against the hatred of the bait of this world. You have to resist the hatred of this world, the hatred of temptation, the hatred of greed, the hatred of lust. Lust, greed, preeminence, which is pride. It takes hatred to perform those acts. It takes a measure of hatred, and the more you know, the more hatred it'll take to get you over there. See, when people have the love of God, they have a reference of love. Now, if they can, just like we break through the courses of this world to grow in the Lord and get saved and grow in the Lord, people have to break out of the love of God to go play with the world. See, the hatred forms as a seed through desire, unchecked desire. See, the Lord did us right. He gave us an example of life. See, the Garden of Eden, Adam was his example. That was his blueprint, that was his pattern, and that was his vision all at the same time. He was supposed to make the earth look just like that garden. He was supposed to take that example, receive it as his own, and that was going to be his vision for the future. Now, in the future and in the present, he had two trees. He had many trees in the garden, but there was two trees that was there that was very important. The tree of life, and also the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And then there were other trees, plenty of trees to choose from. But one tree you had to reject, and one tree you should always eat from. It's just like, it goes back to what I'm saying now. The love of God is just like the tree of life. You can always eat from it, and it will give you life. And the love of God will give you the resilience you need to break, to overcome and destroy the desires of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But the knowledge of good and evil, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, it has the hatred that you need to break out of the life of God. Let me say that again. It tasted good when I said it. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil gives you the hatred you need to break out of the life of God. And the tree was supposed to always be in the garden, just like the tree of life was supposed to always be in the garden. Why? Because there are things in this world that you got to say no to. You're going to live and build your life, and you're going to reject the things of darkness. When it comes to lust, as long as you have the love of God in you, you have resilience against the hatred that it'll take to lust after somebody else's wife. And there are beautiful wives out there. There are beautiful single people out there. There are always beautiful people out there, and you can't have them. And not only that, you got to reject them, even if they come after you. But those false desires, it carries a hatred against life, and you have to reject it. And if you don't reject it, it'll get worse. And as long as you have the wrong desires, it's going to turn you. It's turning your ears off. You'll stop having ears to hear over time. But while you have ears to hear, you got to do something against the darkness that's trying to form. So the tree of life, which is the love of God and the life of God, it gives you strong resilience against the hatred of the world and the hatred that it'll take for you to break out of life. But lukewarm people, they are entertaining the world system. When they have a choice, they watch the movies that entice them. When they have a choice, they indulge in the secret videos that's all over the air. And when they have temptation thoughts, they try to enjoy it instead of rejecting it. Once the hatred starts forming, it starts making you its slave. You're entering slavery when you entertain the hatred of this world. When people have pride problems, they cannot put other people first. See, pride is opposition against everything God stands for. You have to have that measure of hatred to follow through with pride. You have to. People that are lukewarm are treacherous people. They cannot be trusted to handle the things of God. And the Lord's been telling me something. Now things are making sense that the Lord has been talking to me about. He said, people are not like they seem. He said, you look at how they seem, I look at how they are. And I was wondering, what is he talking about? What's going on? So this message came up. Now it's clear. It takes, hatred is forming in people that are lukewarm. They still have the life of God. They still partially have ears to hear. They can hear and they can judge. But they're being leveraged by the world, the hatred of this world. And they can be very treacherous. The time is going to come, it's going to be the temptation of God, and they're going to choose the temptation. And see, when you start going down this path, this way, your influence changes. Your resilience against the wrong things change. You start excusing things that shouldn't be excused. Even to the point you will allow your children to make wrong choices. Then depression. Because the hatred of this world, through lust, pride, or greed, once it forms, your appetite for what's right is altered. You can go to sleep without studying the word like you normally would desire to do. You can skip days without studying the word. Now, God is not, he don't love us based on our performance. That's understood in his love. But you stop doing the things that make you strong. And you start liking the things that's tempting you. Now you got a problem. Because when people get to that stage, they start looking for loopholes in the word. They start altering the word. And guess what's happening to that name that was once written in the book of life? It starts being erased. Because their slavery is increasing at their will. They're choosing slavery. And the beggarly elements of this world against God of their own free will. Nobody. Then the Lord sent preachers and pastors and friends and Christians and family to get them back on track. And they balance back and forth. But one thing is going to happen. They're going to make a choice. And they're going to do one or the other. And under pressure, they're going to, you know, they can be treacherous against the Holy Spirit. And that's why the Lord keeps telling me people are not like they seem. And now he's about to return. And this is what he's been showing me and getting at. The love of this world is the death of you. Now that you know, stick with the love of God and speak against the hatred of this world. I did it, but I didn't know, I didn't realize it takes hatred to do that. This broadcast is the first time I understood it this way. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit. He guides us into all truth, and this is evidence of it. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.